Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 11th of September. I'm preparing this for the 12th, for Monday morning, the devotional. One of the things that has come through for me, maybe not for you, but for me, since seeing all the hoopla over the death of Queen Elizabeth, is that how much emphasis people put on the death of someone, especially if they're a very important person like a celebrity or a queen or king or president or prime minister or whatever. I was commenting to my wife earlier today that they certainly didn't make this big a deal out of Christ's death, did they? They're going to be doing this for the next 10 days, Queen Elizabeth, Queen of Heaven, you know. And they want everybody to know what a great person she was, you know. That's another thing I've observed. When someone dies, all of a sudden, they always become a saint. You know, they never point out any of their bad points when they die. They only look at all the good things. There's nobody that's all good. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's without flaws. Nobody's without errors. You know? There was only one person that was ever born on this earth that was without sin. Queen Elizabeth was a sinner. King Charles is a sinner. Donald Trump is a sinner. Joe Biden is a sinner. Mary Phillips is a sinner. You know? And these people want to make these people out like they're little gods. You know, that's what they used to do with the pharaohs. They made them like gods. That's how they've done with Queen Esther. I mean, Queen Elizabeth. You know, they made her out like a god. You know. Jesus Christ is the only one that we should be lifting up, you know. He says he will not give his glory to another. And the way they're exalting this woman is sickening. It kind of makes me want to upchuck. You know? And, you know, whether it's Ronald Reagan who died, and Lyndon Johnson died, and Richard Nixon died, and Harry Truman died, and Eisenhower died, John F. Kennedy died, Robert Kennedy died, Martin Luther King died, Gerald Ford died, all of these people that have died, you know, it's amazing the big hoopla they make over all these people that died. You know, I wonder what God really thinks about all of this. This exaltation of the creature, the millions and millions of dollars they're spending on all this. Think about it. Well, Christ wasn't given any kind of hoopla, you know. In fact, the very people that wanted to make him king of the earth, a week later said, crucify him, crucify him. And but I will say this, even though Christ, ascended back to heaven, and most of the people that were there that watched him ascend back to heaven had witnessed his resurrection, but they remembered all of the things that Christ suffered while he was down here on the earth. I've got news. I've got good news. Christ is not coming back as a suffering servant. He's coming back as a ruling and reigning king. Queen Elizabeth will never come back as a king, as a queen. Okay? Ronald Reagan will never come back as a president. Gerald Ford will never come back as a president. Harry Truman will never come back as a president. John F. Kennedy will never come back as a president. Jesus Christ is coming back as a ruling and reigning king. And then people will have a different perspective as to who they should be exalting, won't they? We are unworthy. There's only one worthy to break the seals, to loose the seals thereof. Honor and glory and wisdom and power and might belong to Christ and Christ alone. The Bible says that he's given him a name that's greater than any name, and every knee should bow and every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Also says that he's highly exalted him. So don't exalt Queen Elizabeth. Don't exalt King Charles. Don't exalt Donald Trump. I saw a thing on Donald Trump's True Social today, how he gave a special, memorial to Elizabeth. To Queen Elizabeth and all this stuff. I proclaim and give a special memorial to Jesus Christ, the great things he has done. And so let us remember that tonight, the next 10 days, all of this hoopla. Worthy is the Lamb. May the good Lord be with you tonight. It's my prayer. God bless.